You're listening to the audio production of Delayed Justice by Kara Putman, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Siri Scott. Prologue, 21 years earlier. It's time to go, sweetie. Jamie shook her head. Words collided in her throat, releasing in a squeak of protest. Her mother frowned, eyes shadowed by another sleepless night. She didn't know that Jamie could hear her tossing and turning and crying through the small apartment's thin walls. It was why Jamie had learned to sob into her own pillow, blanket pulled over her head. Her mother rolled her eyes, irritation tightening her mouth. "Jamie, I do not have time for this." She glanced at her watch, then held out her hand. "Come on, we have to go now or we'll get caught in traffic." Mommy hated traffic. She talked all the time about how the moment Jamie's father's tour of duty ended, they would move to a small town in Indiana and not fight traffic anymore. But for now, she had to work at the hospital on these weekend overnight shifts. Jamie didn't want to move to Indiana. It wasn't home. But she did want to be as far from Uncle Dane as possible. Just thinking about him made dark spots swim in front of her eyes and her hands slick with sweat. She stomped her foot.
"I'm not going."
"Jamie, you don't have a choice." Her mother's voice carried the "do not mess with me" tone. The one that meant Jamie would lose something important unless she corrected her ways. Her lower lip trembled, and she bit down hard.
"Can't I stay with you this time? Please, Mommy?"
Her mother met her gaze with sad eyes.
"Honey, while your daddy is gone, I have to take these shifts. We need the money. We're very fortunate your Uncle Dane is here to help. I don't know how I could do this without him."
She sighed and brushed back a strand of hair that had fallen in Jamie's eyes.
"I need you to be my strong soldier until Daddy gets home. It'll be better then."
Jamie saw tears welling in Mommy's eyes. In her head, Jamie was screaming, but she didn't say anything aloud. She didn't want to make her mother cry. So she picked up her pink, heart-covered backpack from the couch and slowly followed her mother to the door as a ball of heaviness settled in her stomach. Chapter 1. Tuesday, October 2nd. The October air held the bite of fall as Jamie pushed out a breath and entered the domain of the enemy. The Commonwealth's attorney's offices in Arlington were located in a tall stone building near the courthouse metro station, just minutes down the road and across the Potomac from Washington, D.C. She'd spent her time on the opposing side of each attorney in the Commonwealth's office. Would the person assigned to her for this conversation see her as the enemy as well? Or would the attorney be willing to dig deeper into the heart of Jamie's conflict? She didn't know, and that had her moving with hesitant steps. This appointment was her birthday present to herself. Rolling back 2 decades wouldn't be easy, but it was time. She crossed the lobby and rode the elevator to the Commonwealth's attorney's offices. Unlike the public defender's office where Jamie worked, the walls here weren't painted an industrial beige, but a calming robin's egg blue. There was real carpet on the floor rather than cheap stick-down carpet squares, and the chairs for those waiting for an audience with the attorneys weren't 70s relics with duct tape holding cracked vinyl together. How very different the resources were.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?